Today on Doctrinal Issue, we'll be having a very important discussion on a serious revelation that was brought forth from the scriptures. Just stay tuned and follow us into the pages of the scriptures. Remember, on Doctrinal Issue, Isaiah 28:10 counts. It says, precept must be upon precept. It says, line upon line, a little here, a little there. I am Brother Obi Nazoe. And with me in the studio here is our beloved Pastor Moses Alu, the overseer of the Bright Assembly Church, Lagos.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Okay. God bless you, sir. You're welcome.
Thank you.
To Doctrinal Issues. Here we contend for the faith that was passed to us by the, you know, to the saints. The faith that was passed over to the saints. That's what we do in Doctrinal Issues. And also with us here is Pastor Westin Fihala, all the way from Jos. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Welcome.
Good evening, viewers.
And also with me, I have a co-host, Brother Gabriel Onyejiaka. And together, together we'll be having a very important discussion, like I said. So just make sure your Bible is with you and your questions are also with you. And before we go into this, there is something you remember before this bombshell came forth. There was a bombshell that Pastor Moses Alu came up with the other time on the office of an apostle that revolves around the fivefold. And since then, so I was believing that because this platform is a platform that God has made available for the world to see. And I believe that most of these self-acclaimed or proclaimed apostles must have heard of this teaching and they've been unable to come to disprove it by the scripture. So I was believing that maybe some of them should have dropped this title. And I don't think they have. What do you have to say about that, sir?
I thank God for this forum and I thank God for this platform that God has given us to let the world know the truth. You know, it's not about the persons, it is about the scriptures.
Okay.
You know, people, you know, claim offices. I tried to, in my earlier teachings, to let us know the history of all these titles and hierarchies. It's all part of the Nicolaitan spirit and doctrine, the deed that became a doctrine. And, you know, everybody is scrambling for one title or the other. Yes, we have the fivefold ministry in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. It gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. Okay. Now, but I, by the understanding I believe God has given me, I discovered that the office of the apostle is, you know, each of the fivefold ministry, each of them has a specific function to do in the work of the ministry.
Okay. Yeah.
And we are talking about the spiritual house. Ephesians chapter 4 let us know what we are really doing is a spiritual temple. That, you know, the spiritual temple for the habitation of God.
Yeah.
And if you are going to make a building, then there are parts that everyone will have to play.
Sure.
Carpenters
sure.
have their part to play in a building.
Sure.
And the carpenter will have nothing to do with
the bricklayer.
The architecture will do his own, and everybody does his own. But for the body of Christ, we have the foundation laying ministry upon which the others build. And the foundation laying ministry of the fivefold is the apostle. And the apostolic ministry, I didn't say it is over. People misunderstand me to say there's no more apostolic ministry. No, there is still the apostolic ministry. But I say they are here.
In the scriptures.
This is where they are. The foundation is laid here, and all the rest and all the other ages, we will only build upon it.
Okay.
And there, if there is going to be any office of apostle again, it means there is another foundation that will be laid.
Sure.
And since there is no other foundation to be laid, then we all agree that it is the same old apostolic faith we are following.
Okay.
That is why I say for anybody to make claim that is an apostle is a misplacement of ministry. And it's not to run down anybody's personality, but we have to place things by the scripture. You are sometimes you don't fit into the right office that God has called you, and such teachings enable you to take your position, except you want to see one ministry as being greater than the other and you want to look great. Then you can quarrel with me. But if it is that you're looking for your part to fit in there, I believe that if you listen to me carefully, some of you that claim to be apostles, you are actually teachers. And those that claim to be pastors may just, you know, may actually not even be pastors.
Okay.
You know, so these teachings enable every one of us to know what part to play and stay in your calling.
Wow.
And that as of now, nobody should say he's an apostle. It is wrongly claimed from the standpoint of the scriptures. Well, thank God as of now, like you asked, I have a few that I've been able to
drop that title.
Yeah, they drop, you know, I've been able to know that they're thanking us, and they drop the title. Suddenly they realized they were bearing the wrong title.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and most of them are even pastors. And I don't know why a pastor, you're already occupying the position of a pastor, you are claiming another one again. So you see, he's a pastor, he's also a prophet, and he's an apostle, like some of them claim. You know, he's a pastor, he's pastoring the people because he has sheep they're looking up to.
Okay.
Then at the same time again, he's a prophet. And now again, he is apostle.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, I think it's just confusion. It's I believe using this platform, a lot of people will quickly get out of that confusion.
That was a strong statement. You say it's a misplacement of one's ministry.
Exactly.
Okay. Please, the lines will be open shortly. So just stay by your TV set and you will soon have the right, or you will soon have the opportunity to come up with your contribution and your questions. And God bless you. Sir, Pastor Westin Fihala, I also know that when this revelation came forth, when Doctrinal Issues saw the need to bring Pastor Moses Alu to the studio, you were also there and you concurred to that. Since then, have you had any challenge on defending this very revelation that came forth by the scriptures, or what has been your experience that has revolved around the apostolic?
Well, interestingly, nobody yet has called or challenged what is obviously scriptural.
Okay.
You know, like Pastor Moses said, you know, if we don't liken the church as a building, we look at it also as a farm. You know, we are a field of the Lord.
Okay.
And once you do a ridge in a farm, you don't go keep doing the ridge again.
Okay.
And once you have done the ridge, you only plant a seed. And after planting the seed, you can only weed out and continue to tend for that plant until it gets to harvest.
Hmm.
The one who has done the ridge has done his work.
Hmm.
Yeah. But the ridge remains relevant until harvest.
Okay.
And that is why we keep saying that the apostolic ministry is alive and moving and active.
It's alive, yes, moving and active. Active. Okay.
But we are not talking about somebody coming out to say, I am an apostle. It is a life of its own already. The apostolic ministry, we are beneficiary of it. That is who we are today. Children of this apostolic ministry, because we are founded on that.
Okay.
And so for one individual to come out and say, okay, oh, I'm an apostle today, you will be breaking the scripture in many, many places.
That's a strong one.
Because the Bible says, no foundation, no another can any man lay. And since you cannot lay another one, you cannot function in that office today. We can only be said to be the product of that apostolic ministry. Interestingly, when Jesus was calling them, he called the 12 and then named them apostles.
Okay.
I was wondering why he could not say you are a teacher or you are a prophet, but he led them that way because he knows that he trained them himself and sent them out, and through them also the church foundation was laid.
Hmm.
There is nothing you can do about it. The prophetic ministry, the teaching ministry, the pastoral ministry, the evangelical ministry is ongoing continuously because we already sprang on a board, on a foundation.
Okay.
And that is where we're growing from.
Wow.
So far and up to this moment, nobody has called. We heard you say there is no apostle today. Where is the scripture? Nobody has said so. You cannot find it. And of course, because we have stand on it based on the scripture, and we want to argue it within only the scripture, there is nobody that can come out and fault the word of God.
Wow.
So, but people who love title can continue to bear it, not really looking at. Once you want to look at what is the function of an apostle, the moment you look at it from the scripture, you discover that I don't need to touch that office. It has finished its function, and we are always living to enjoy the function of that office. That's all.
You know, for the benefit of the end time believers, I had the privilege of hearing a message that was preached by Brother Amos Moborewo.
Okay.
In the last convention they had, and he was taking a teaching on a topic, and he made a statement. He was saying that he was trying to explain the ministry of Elijah, and he was now looking at it. If, like the Lord Jesus Christ said, John the Baptist was the Elijah that was to come, and we all know that Elijah, that he, according to the way he was placing it, he is saying that Elijah came, produced Christ. Through that, it opened the door for the fivefold ministry.
Okay.
Therefore, that the Elijah also of the Gentiles, that we all know Brother Abraham fulfilled, what he's saying is that Elijah will come, and when he comes also, because remember it was for restoration.
Sure.
The ministry of Elijah is for restoration.
For restoration, yeah.
Now, that when Elijah will come, that is Brother Abraham's ministry, is supposed to produce again
the fivefold,
and it must start with the apostolic ministry, because John the Baptist came, and when Christ came from that ministry of John the Baptist that pointed everybody to him, that it produced the apostolic ministry that formed the foundation for what the New Testament went on, and that now that
but Abraham has on the come, scene, okay.
There will be also, you know, it will produce the apostolic ministry from where other ministries will spring up. Now there is no basis for that.
Absolutely.
You know, all that this young man is trying to portray every time is fitting himself. And when you look at the gospel like that, you mess it up.
Sure.
Now, William Branham ministry, the prophecy says he will turn the heart of the children to the fathers.
Back to the apostolic.
It is back to the apostolic faith.
Foundation.
People left the foundation, and he's returning us back to build on that foundation, not to build another foundation, because they teach that the apostolic leadership office or the apostolic ministry has to be established first before others will come up. That is why the people who follow him, if you are going to prophesy, it must be something projecting him. If you are going to write a book, it must be something projecting him, because he has successfully bamboozled them to see himself as that apostolic leadership office that must be established first. And it's not establishment, it's not being established by God, but being established by all his effort to make everybody accept him first.
Okay.
Because we know how to identify an apostle.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. You know, I mean, any Bible reader can identify who an apostle is.
Sure.
And so to make him to be accepted, he is now busy now trying to look for something that any of those who believe we are great teachers have not taught. He's digging out something, digging, that is all the assignment he's busy making, so that he too can come and say, like the apostle, he too has something new to bring up. And the apostolic ministry was not about bringing something new. The apostolic ministry is about establishing the faith.
That's right.
Nothing more, you know. And then, and always, each time God brings every ministry, the most important ministry, and of course, every monumental ministry, there must be a sign of vindication.
That's right.
That everybody, including the blind, will see and know that this is somebody here.
Sure.
And it's not some light reflections that are interpreted to be pillar of fire and all those funny sometimes.
Okay.
It's just, you know, these motivational speakers that come to bamboo people with their rhetorics and then, you know, brainwash people. Nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. And when we talk, it's not about him. It's about the gospel. Mm. I have nothing personal against him. So, apostolic ministry, anybody that says he's an apostle now, it is a misplacement of ministry. If at all the person has any ministry.
You know, to add what he was saying, some months back, there was a very elderly brother in the ministry. Okay. And so, of recent, I had people address him as an apostle, Apostle Agunbiade, and he was out of the country back then, so I wrote him a text. You know, and I said, sir, of recent I've had brethren addressing as Apostle Agunbiade. I have always known you as a pastor. And I don't know whether you call yourself apostle or they are the one calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Please kindly explain to me. And to my surprise, he replied and then was telling me that a prophecy called him an apostle in one meeting somewhere. Another prophecy called him an apostle and that meeting again. And it is on that basis that he's now an apostle. Now, can you imagine this?
By prophecy.
You imagine this? Because somebody say, "Thus say the Lord, you're an apostle." That is why you accepted it. You know. Anyway, I replied to him and I said that, "Thank you for your response, but whenever we meet, I will tell you why I feel otherwise." So you can see that people are interested in the issue of the title. They felt that it's a hierarchy thing. When I say I'm an apostle, then every other person is under me.
Okay.
But I have always known that. When you say this is a shepherd, this is a pastor, let's even agree there is an apostle. The apostle, the teacher, the prophet, the evangelist, all have a pastor.
All
okay. The pastors them are shepherds.
Yes. I was almost coming to that because I've heard Pastor Moses Alu make that statement. Them. That the office of a pastor is higher.
If there is any office that has a responsibility, as far as the growth of the church is concerned, it is that of the pastor. In fact, Brother Abraham says that is the ox of the team. That the pastor is the ox of the team, is the burden bearer. He carries every day. The apostle need a pastor to shepherd him. The prophet needs it. So if we even have that one, so I it surprised me that why you are called a pastor, suddenly you say an apostle.
Yes.
You just divert and say an apostle. Now I could not explain no other than the fact that you are only trying to create a leadership above every other person so that you can rule over everybody. And I think that's what is surprising them with the bride ministry and the shepherd here.
Exactly.
Here is a man who by all standards, by every other thing you could look at, that he met the parameter, the qualification to call himself apostle in that sense that they have called it.
Lay claim,
you
know, to
but
it.
You have understanding of the fact that I have a ministry to be a shepherd and you stay there. People, you see them with congregation of 20 people, 10 people, 15 people, suddenly he have a tag called apostle. So there is no better way to explain that people are just looking for position.
Yes.
It is not about that they want to do that function. If you want to function that office, by the time you look at the scripture, you know that, okay, this foundation has been laid though. I have no any other foundation I can lay again. You just stay away from it. That is just the thing.
Now the truth is, I'm not being trying to be humble when I refuse to accept any other title.
Okay.
I believe that the highest of the remaining four, apart from the apostolic ministry that have established, that no, it cannot exist now beyond what already exists.
That's right.
Among the four, I believe that the pastor is the highest.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So why will I leave that pastor when I'm already occupying the highest? So I see myself already occupying the highest in the fourfold now ministry. And so why will I go to acquire any more title? I think it's a misplacement of office, and I'm believing that some seed of God somewhere will come across us, hear these things, and then take their proper position.
If I may come in at this angle, the first time Pastor Moses, you taught that sermon of the apostle, I began to look through history. We have never had anybody standing to be an apostle according to history.
Okay.
We have always seen reformers.
That's right.
Reformers. It is only, and I think it's only in Laodicea we begin to see people come out to be apostles.
Exactly.
And they have not done quarter of what some of these reformers did.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody was to call himself an apostle, I think John Wesley fits in.
Even Luther.
Luther fits in. That of the pastor, maybe he is, because sometimes we try to look at, everybody will look at the scripture to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
If he said he received that office by prophecy, maybe he's trying to compare himself with Timothy and received his gift by prophecy and laying of hands by Paul. So maybe that's what he's trying to say. Except we want to explain further, but I don't think there's nothing like that.
No, you see, that Timothy has a gift,
mm-hmm.
and that Timothy was growing in that gift.
Yes.
An apostle called him and then trained him in that responsibility, you know.
Okay.
We have only read that by my laying on of hands,
exactly.
you know, it is to bring him up in the ministry.
Exactly.
It's a public recognition of what has already been in Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
But look at this man who has been a pastor for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Over 20 years he has been a pastor, and suddenly somebody prophesied you into an apostle office. So that's different from what has happened to Timothy. Timothy has never been in any ministry. That is where he came up out from. But you have been a pastor. You have been pastoring the church for over 20 years, and suddenly the only excuse or answer you have to people who say, why do you say an apostle? Because they professed me into it. But you see, Apostle Paul said, my answer, when you ask me if an apostle, my answer is that these people you see that I brought to the Lord are my answers.
Okay.
I have an evidence. This is what I can show you.
Mm-hmm.
All these people are the answer. So if I am not an apostle to others, he said, say, doubtless I am to you, the Corinthians. So there are fruits, and that the sign of an apostle follows me. It's
mm-hmm.
visible to you people.
That's right. Okay.
So, but the person in question has nothing to call a sign. You know. So why will you wake up today and say, somebody say you're an apostle? I'm saying that in case you will hear me tomorrow, that don't always settle for the fact that somebody say you are in an office, and that's what you say. You will have a shipwreck. You have a shipwreck. It can't come if you say, okay, don't call me like this. Fine, but that somebody say I am that person, you will always and all your life be tied to that person. And each time an occasion arises for you to defend that office, you'll be referring people to that
exactly.
person. You don't know who called you then.
Sure. Okay. That was a bombshell, and it was cleared by the scriptures. And I love what Pastor Westin Fihala said, that there is nobody can come up to argue that which is written in the scripture. And we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be going straight into another bombshell that was just dropped recently by Pastor Moses Alo, that Judas Iscariot did not go to hell, and that revolves around eternal security. God bless you. Just stay tuned.